I had a hard time getting up this morning. Then I had the thought, this is not mine, I am not this thought. That helped a lot. Any other advice on getting up? Getting up with alacrity hasn't worked for me. Is that but it is a great way of recognizing this. Oh, yeah, this is not mine. This is not the thought. Because it's usually when it's morning time. Some people find it easier to get up in the morning. Some people don't find it so easy getting up in the morning. And then if one finds it difficult, then there's going to be a whole constellation of thoughts around it, an aversion or resistance. And then to recognize, okay, this is not mine. I'm not this thought. That's just another thought. It's time to get up, whether I like it or don't like it, or whether I even particularly want to. Right now I'm committed to, and that's where, like that, with the cultivation of barmy, that's a skillful way of using. Okay, that, say, like taking a period of time where you've come to a retreat and then say, okay, I'm going to really make the resolve to get up in the morning. And adhidhana barmi, cultivation of resolution. And it's helpful to set resolutions one that you're pretty confident you can do, and at a time limit that is reasonable, so that you don't make it so idealistic that first day, second day, forget this. I just can't do it. So that the one builds up that confidence within oneself I can do that. Because that the resolution is still fresh. So that just using resolution, those recollections of putting forth of effort, saying, "Oh right, I've got the opportunity to put forth effort," and sort of turning the alarm off and rolling over again isn't quite the kind of the epitome of application of effort. you say, "Okay, I can put forth effort, put energy in," and so that seeing, okay, these are ways of building up kind of effort and energy, and it's in little increments, and you build up a kind of momentum and familiarity and confidence that one can do it. It was a couple of days ago. One of the monks was saying how they'd, because we had, I'm not sure how many years ago, it's a few years ago, and did a winter retreat using the theme of wirya, of effort. So did lots of readings and explanations around cultivation of effort. It's on CD, all these recordings, and the monk said, I have to confess, I've got that CD, and but I haven't really got past the first two talks, and I keep falling asleep. It's not an easy thing, going against the grain of what we're used to. sometimes just with the really setting the intention, like at the in the morning, sometimes that's already too late. But so then, setting the intention in the evening and making that really clear, okay, I'm going to be get up in the morning, and then laying down, say like on a classic way that the Buddha described, laying down on one's right hand side, and setting mindfulness. Okay, I'm going to wake up at such a time, and setting that intention really helps to, because you carry things through, and if you just sort of just kind of conk out, and then the alarm goes. But it's really composing oneself in the evening and setting an intention, and the alarm goes, oh, right, I was going to get up. That's been working kind of in the programs have been working in the background. So it was easier to wake up. One of the best ways of one of the monks that I know, he had trouble waking up in the morning, getting up in the morning, and so he would set his alarm clock kind of out of reach, so he'd have to reach over to put it off, turn it off, but then he'd prepare his toothbrush at night and put toothpaste on his toothbrush. And so in order to turn it off, he had to lift his toothbrush up. So he'd push it up, push it in his mouth, and then he had to get up. That's really effective.